Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be with you. I'm chuckling because I was going to say the top of the morning to you, and I forgot. So I was chuckling as I was getting out my greeting for the day. It is St. Patrick's Day, and I hope you're wearing your green. I wore my green. I was kind of kidding. I didn't want anybody pinching me. Of course, I'm the only one in the office, so I'd be abusing myself if that was happening. Anyway, there's much to talk about, and I wanted to pick up where we left off yesterday, because I didn't finish this article, and I thought the guy was being facetious, if you'll recall. He was being a little bit of a smart aleck. And then I have something from Pat Buchanan that I want to share in the last part of the show today. A whole different slant, and sometimes we need that. And maybe you guys already have a whole different slant, but we need to look at both sides of the equation. And if you've been watching the news, of course, if you've been watching Fox, you know, they're covering the Hillary thing and they're covering the Netanyahu. And I don't know, I have no TV or anything here, and it's all I can do to get ready for the show. So if you've heard any news on the election in Israel, you can let us know, give us a shout out. And, of course, they were talking about some things going on with that as well. And it was just, you know, I finally turned it over. I was just sick of it. I'd heard enough. Sometimes the news is the news, and they just go on and on and on. You've got O'Reilly, you got Megyn Kelly, then you got Hannity, and they all cover the same topics. In fact, they'll even have some of the same interviewers or guests, and or they'll interview one another. And so I just kind of had enough of it. And it's kind of like last week when all it was Hillary, I was kind of tired of it. But this gentleman here, David Azarod, he writes, I guess, for the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, and I started to share this with you yesterday. Now, if you remember, and this is kind of off the subject, if you remember several weeks, maybe even a couple of months ago, I had done some pencil pushing, and you know, we keep talking about that 3%. Well, when our founding fathers had a revolution, first they brought their grievances to the king, and he ignored them or he punished them for them, for their complaining. And then it went to battle. No one wants to see that. So don't even suggest that I'm promoting we get going with such thing. I'm not. But when you talk about the 3%, that was only about 3% back then that actually were willing to fight for independence. And probably that's about all that we would have today who maybe don't accept big government. We have been lied to. And our children are being fed a big lie in the public schools and all around to believe in big government as the way of the American life. And that's not the way it is. It's not the way it was set up to be. Okay. So we talk about that 3%, and we talk about a 1%, the 1% of the rich. And the current administration has tried to convince us that this 1%, these rich people, are evil. And they're not paying their fair share. And it's kind of comical. I'm going to start over with this because I just started it yesterday and we didn't get to it. But he even gets into Hollywood, which, you know, they are definitely in that 1% that are making that kind of money. And yet they're the ones that will holler some of the loudest, you know, over the minimum wage, over the paying the women the same, when they don't even do that themselves. Talk about hypocrites. But anyway, let me read this story to you, this article to you, if you will. It's here's a way to slash inequality. Exile the 1%. potential presidential candidates looking to make a splash should consider the following bold proposal to solve our inequality problem once and for all. Exile the top 1% of income earners. Round up all the 136,080 people, taxpayers, who make more than $2.16 million a year and ship them off to whatever country will accept them. Presto, problem solved, he says. We'd still, of course, have inequality in America, but we'd at least have brought it back to the healthy 1960s level that Paul Krugman and Elizabeth Warren nostalgically pine for. That 1%ers, whose growing incomes have been fueling the rise in inequality over the past several decades, will have vanished overnight. This proposal will surely strike many as extreme, he says. But drastic times call for drastic measures. President Obama, after all, has called growing inequality the defining challenge of our time. And Krugman agrees and notes that the increase in U.S. inequality has no counterpart anywhere else in the advanced world. Never mind that according to surveys, most Americans couldn't care less about an abstract statistical trend stretching over decades. In a political poll, in the lead-up to the last election, only 1% of voters thought inequality was the most important issue. But, as Obamacare architect John Gruber might say, we should not let the stupidity of the American voter get in the way of advancing progressive policies. And that's where I stopped yesterday, so let's pick up. While exiling the wealthy will do wonders for inequality in America, it will put a serious dent in the government's finances. Almost one in every five tax dollars that the government collects comes from the 1%. That was one in every $5, one-fifth. To make up for that shortfall, we should probably also confiscate all their assets before we exile them. What about the jobs the 1% create and the value they add to the economy? After all, we'd be losing all but 12 of the CEOs from the 300 largest companies in the country. That's interesting, all but 12. And the showbiz industry would absolutely collapse overnight. With all the star talent in exile, gone too would be the best investment bankers, financial consultants, surgeons, and lawyers. One-third of the NFL's roster and well over half of the NBA's roster would also be culled. Since the confiscated wealth of the 1% won't be enough to make up for the ensuing economic shortfall over the years, we will need to generate more revenue. That could be done rather easily by auctioning off the top-earning Americans in the highest foreign bidder to the highest foreign bidder. You know, he's just out there, isn't he? But it's kind of the way he's looking at this is it's facetious, but he's getting his point across. And we're getting ready to go into a break here shortly. And I don't want to get started on the next part of this article until then, till we come back. But when you stop and think about it, yes, we have evil corporations. Yes, we have this. Yes, we have that. But the rich, those who are providing the jobs, if we remove them, if we punish them so much, so badly, that they collapse, it's not going to make equality here in the United States. It's going to make things worse. We're going into that break. I will open the lines, but I'm going to finish the article before I take the calls at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. We'll be right back. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at DGScoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Rest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, and I hope you're wearing your green. You know, that's the one thing about here in the United States of America. You know, I like to claim that I'm a mutt. I got a little bit of every blood running through me, and I've got a tiny little bit of Irish going through me, as well as my Indian blood, as well as my German, as well as my... We don't like to claim the English too much, but... We are a diverse nation with so much talent gleaned from all those who came to this nation. And now here we are. They came for that American dream and still are. Some come to take advantage, but some come for that American dream of liberty and independence. And we need to do what we can to get that back for them. And for us and for the futures, the future generations. So let's get back on this 1%. Now, he's doing this in jest, but he's making a point. Okay? He said, one man's 1% is another man's business maven, job creator, or international superstar. We should be able to fetch top dollar for our economic elite. He says, heck, we could even get bidding wars started between ambitious third world countries for our best CEOs. Alas, dispossessing, exiling, and auctioning off the richest of the rich won't settle the matter once and for all. Insofar as much of their income gains have been driven by forces beyond our control, like globalization and technological change. A whole new class of one percenters will inevitably reconstitute itself. They will emerge again, because that's the nature of things, folks. We'll need to go through these purges every 5 to 10 years, he says, and also bring the marginal tax rate back to 70%, where it stood until 1982, to discourage people from making too much money. Only then will we have finally reined in inequality. Mind you, he says, life prospects will not have improved for a single poor child born into a broken community with failing schools, or for a single recent college grad crushed by debt and facing dim job prospects, or for a single family struggling to make ends meet. Not one thing will have helped them. ISIL will continue to expand its caliphate. Iran will not be any less likely to develop nuclear weapons. China and Russia will not scale back any of their ambitions. And the climate will continue to change. He's saying, doing this, getting rid of that 1%, that rich, isn't going to fix a thing. Nor will any of the domestic challenges facing the country have receded. It won't be any easier to start a business or to find a job. 4 in 10 children will still be born out of wedlock. Our entitlements will still face unfunded liabilities of almost $50 trillion. And a new class of one percenters, poorer than their predecessors, but still formidably richer than the average American, will continue to spend millions on elections. We will, however, be able to boldly proclaim that we have addressed the defining challenge of our time. Our country will no way be better off. We won't be better off, but we will have satiated our lust for equality. Redistributing wealth is not the answer to the problems we have in this nation. Being angry at the rich and jealous of those that have more than you is not going to fix the things you have wrong in your home, in your community, or in this nation. When will we learn that our very best ally is our own neighbors, our own friends, our employees, our employers? When will we learn that we are America? Each and every one of us, no matter what you do, no matter how rich you are, how poor you are, if you're doing your very best in your community to make things better, you're doing all that you can do. You are America. If you're the mom that's raising the children, if you're the dad that's raising the children, you're the mom and the dad that go to work every day to make ends meet for that family. You're the children who have the chore list. My kids hated that. I'd leave a chore list for them that you have to do to be a part of that family, to make a home a home. You are America. We are a family. Whether you have Irish blood running through you or not, everybody's a little Irish today. Regardless of when your ancestors came to this land, if you value independence and liberty and freedom, you are America. You are family. And that goes back to what I say every day about bringing America home. As we come for this hour each morning to enjoy a cup of coffee and some common sense, to look at what's happening around us and try to make some sense out of it, to figure it all out, what is our next strategy to bring America home? I think it's very simple. I think it's that very thing I just said. Each one of us has got to get involved. We've got to stop buying into the lies. We've got to stop chasing the scandals and seeing that tree in the forest. What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? We've got to start seeing the bigger picture. See that forest full of trees. Al Gore is on his high horse, as Obama likes to use that phrase. We're talking about climate change. And talk about a one percenter. Isn't Al Gore in that 1%? I know John Kerry is. Most of Congress is. Al Gore, he says, climate change deniers should pay a price. Pay a price. If you're not a believer in this, by golly, you need to start paying. If you're not doing everything according to what they say you should do, you should pay a price. Well, he just spoke. This is coming from Bloomberg. It's a Newsmax article. If former Vice President Al Gore had his way, denying global warming would carry repercussions. You would have to pay dearly. Just got through speaking at the South by Southwest Technology Conference in Austin, Texas. And Gore called climate change accepted science, and said that government officials who continue to deny it should pay a price. We should pay a price. Well, most of you out there have no problem understanding that we need to take care of the world around us. Pick up the trash. Make sure that you do things correctly when you throw it away with certain things, with your oil and other chemicals in your house. And companies need to go along with some of these EPA rules. But the EPA rules have gotten out of hand. But I thought I would share this article with you because of the arrogance of it. And I think you'll get a kick out of that. I'm opening up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. It is not Free for All Friday. It is Tuesday. It is St. Patty's Day. You can give us a St. Patty's greeting, or you can address one of the topics that I have today at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our state's
rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, lost for 100 years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I've been sharing with you in the first part of the show, I shared with you that article from the Daily Signal about the one percenters, to get rid of them, to exile them. And then, of course, it explained what that would not do and what it would do. Well, now I have an article that I thought you would find. We haven't talked about climate change in a while, but we're going to. I'm going to actually have Ike Skelton back on, and we're going to talk about climate change, and we're going to talk about the global warming hoax. I believe it's a hoax. Al Gore says I should be punished for that. So anyway, I thought I would read this to you. He did this speaking in South by Southwest Technology Conference in Austin, Texas. It says, we need to put a price on carbon to accelerate these market trends. And Gore is referring to a proposed federal cap and trade system that would penalize companies that exceeded their carbon emission limits. And in order to do that, he says, we need to put a price on denial in politics. You're not allowed to believe one way or the other if you disagree with them. Since his contested defeat to George W. Bush in the 2000 presidential election, Gore has become perhaps the leading voice in spreading the science behind climate change. An Inconvenient Truth, a 2006 documentary about global warming based on a lecture Gore gave on the subject, served to educate many Americans about the dangers of rising temperatures, but also helped harden skepticism among some Republicans. Of course, this goes back now to what I tell you. Every article you pull out, everything you read is going to go back to parties. It's about the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. It's no longer about truth. It's no longer about common sense. It's no longer about we the people. We have this denial industry cranked up constantly, Gore said during his speech. In addition, he says, 99% of the scientists and all the professional scientific organizations, now Mother Nature is weighing in. Really, nothing they have predicted has happened yet. And that is just an out-out lie that 99% of the scientists, it's only the ones that they listen to, they rule out the ones that don't agree with them. And maybe not 1%, you know, because it's just 99. As Secretary of State John Kerry did a day early, he said Gore referred to reports, turning the page here, that Florida, this is what he's upset about, Florida Governor Rick Scott's administration banned officials in the state's Department of Environmental Protection from using the terms climate change and global warming. That upset Al Gore, and it upset John Kerry. Now, folks, we literally do not have the time to waste debating whether we can say climate change. This is what Kerry said in a speech to the Atlantic Council, a Washington think tank. Because no matter how much people want to bury their heads in the sand, it will not alter the fact that 97% of peer-reviewed climate studies that they allow confirm that climate change is happening and that human activity is largely responsible. Well, that's just an out-and-out lie. While the price that Gore suggests the politicians should pay would come at election time, such declarations often make political waves. In 2014, when Robert Kennedy Jr. facetiously suggested that climate change deniers should be jailed, a conservative uproar ensued. It's not about the truth. It just is not about the truth, my friends. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
You know, I think we should forget about climate change and basically join the sky is falling movement.
What was the name of that little chick?
Chicken Little.
Yeah, that's it, Chicken Little. The little chick was Chicken Little, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, something that I've been on hold for a little bit, so I didn't hear part of what you were saying, but I'm actually hearing that, you know, our government sponsors science and science research. And if you actually are a scientist who basically is of rational thought and you're not part of the climate change group, you're having an awful time getting government funding for whatever you're trying to accomplish.
And you know, and also those scientists that don't agree with them aren't allowed.
Yeah.
You know, they're not allowed in.
So it's almost like we're moving towards the dark ages and that as well as other things.
Well, you're not part of the 1%, are you, Steve? We're not going to have to kick you out of the country, are we?
No, I'm going to leave on my own.
Don't do that. We need people like you.
Yeah.
We need that. You're one of the 3%, and we need you, buddy. Don't go.
Yeah,
don't be running away.
No. Sure.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We have Bill from, I think, Missouri, did you say? Bill?
Bill from Missouri.
Bill from Missouri. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm good every day.
Oh, good. What's on your mind today?
Well, on global warming, I'm a kind of a geology nut myself.
Okay.
And anybody that wants to take a vacation and find out for themselves about the ice floes, you go up to the ice floes where the hood of them are and look. There's very little water that runs down over the outside of the ice. But you go to where most of the water's coming out, it's running out from underneath the bottom of the ice. It's got a lot of underground streams and rivers. It's just a continuous flow. They're melting from the bottom up, not from the top down.
Okay.
And I think I told you once before, it's Mother Nature, it's God's plan. In the last 300,000 years, the ice flows have been to the Gulf of Mexico and back three times. And we're 10,000 years in right now to another ice age.
So you see it as something's going on, but it's not mankind causing it. It's a circle.
I don't think there's anything that man can do to change what's happening to the
atmosphere. We can't tax every American and punish everybody and fix it?
Nope. There's not any way in the world we can fix what God did.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Bill. You know, John Kerry and Al Gore, they probably not going to agree with you on that. But
I personally don't know whether either one of them ever got out of the first grade.
Well, I did, but I can't claim to be as smart as you. Okay.
Well, I'm not smart. I just use common sense.
I try to, and I try to look at the big picture. Like I said, I had that third grade teacher that used to, I didn't have too many male teachers when I was growing up, but he was. Mr. Fielder was definitely a male teacher, and he'd take his belt off, and I never got punished, but there was two little boys in the class that were always cutting up, always defying the leadership, the authority, and every now and then they'd have to get a little spanking. And he would use his belt, and I never have forgotten that. He didn't hurt them in any way. But he used to walk around the class and say, "What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees?" And whether you're looking in the political arena or what's going on in our backyard, we have to use some common sense. Bill, I thank you for your call. Appreciate it.
Well, you do a very good job. Thanks for listening.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going into a break. Like I said, I've got the lines open. I have something here that I wanted to share in the last break, if we have time. It's a totally different look of what's going on with Israel, Netanyahu, Congress, and Obama, and Russia, coming from another man that I think a lot of. So I do not just up and up and say I disagree with him, because I don't. But it's one of those common sense things. You got to look at that big picture. And it's coming from Pat Buchanan. So if we've got time, I'm going to share that with you. It's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of Pure .999 silver 1-ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson's Silver Medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson Silver Medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, if you listen to one man that I do like to listen to is Krauthammer. And he was making some really good points that I agreed 100% with. It's obvious that Congress and Obama are fighting. And they're fighting, and they don't care who sees, who hears, who watches, or who thinks what. That's obvious to me. And Pat Buchanan has a different slant on this, on what's going on. And I do respect his opinion, because he's been in this arena. And I know that he watches. So he's got a different slant, but again, it's about the parties. He starts it out, but if you have to understand, he's explaining what they're doing. And then he's kind of given his opinion on what the outcome of the consequences of these actions might be if this happens or if that happens or whatever. And we need to be looking at this big picture here, and Congress and Obama need to get off of their high horse. And I'm talking to both of them. And I'm talking to the Democrats, and I'm talking to the Republicans, and I'm talking to the Libertarians, and I'm talking to those who want to run for president, and I'm talking to those who are in the independent group. It's time to put this stuff aside. But bottom line is, folks, it's up to you and me to show up to work. We've got to start holding these people accountable, all of them. The man in the White House comes and goes. Congress is always there. So who are you going to point the finger at when you're blaming? Not that there isn't plenty of that to go around. Well, he titles this, and this is coming from Pat Buchanan, which is with WorldNet Daily. Will GOP blow it by saber rattling? With Hillary scrambling to explain her missing emails, Much of America is wailing. Please don't make us watch this movie again. Why then would the Republican Party, with a chance to sweep it all in 2016, want to return us to that nightmare days of George W. Bush, which caused America to rise up and throw the party out in 2006 and 8? Do Republicans really believe that America wants a return to the Cold War with Moscow and new and larger hot wars in the Middle East? With President Barack Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry seemingly about to conclude a deal to freeze Iran's nuclear program, House Speaker John Boehner invited Israel's Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu to use the State of the Union podium to call Obama and Kerry naive and trash their deal as paving the Ayatollah's way to an atomic bomb. Now, just hear him out here before you get upset with Pat. For the U.S. House to invite a foreign leader to come into the chambers and see that leader on national television mocking U.S. foreign policy to wild cheering and was something few of us expected to see in our lifetimes. Now, he's been in this arena. Came then the astonishing letter drafted by Tom Cotton, a two-month-old senator who makes Ted Cruz look like Ramsey Clark, that was signed by 47 Republicans, sent to the Ayatollah and the mullahs. The Cotton letter instructed Iran that any deal signed by Kerry might not be worth the paper it was written on. He's saying they're shooting each other down before anything happens. Congress could reject the deal, said the 47, and a new president in 2017 could cancel it with the stroke of a pen. The letter's purpose was the same as Bibi's purpose, to scuttle, sabotage, and seek any U.S. nuclear deal with Iran. But if there is no deal and Iran returns to enriching uranium in 20%, we are on the road to war. Is that what America has to look forward to if it votes GOP? He's standing back. I'm going to run out of time. He's standing back and he's looking at the big picture. Not just the tree in the forest, but the forest. Another Middle East war with a country twice the size of Iraq to strip the country of weapons of mass destruction it does not have. Don't we just do that? Didn't we just do that at a cost of 4,500 dead and 35,000 wounded warriors and $1.7 trillion? GOP Senator Lindsey Graham, mulling a presidential run, has called Kerry delusional. Well, he's claiming, and like I said, I'm going to have to start shortening this. He's claiming that they're fighting and the whole world watching, pointing fingers, name-calling, and doing the things that they're doing is certainly not in the best interest of this nation. And it's certainly not going to be in the best interest of the GOP. It could all collapse on them. Say that he goes on to say, what if they get this deal? What if Obama and Kerry pull it off and they've got several allies that sign it? What's Congress going to look like then? We look like buffoons in the world right at this moment. Our president can't get along with Congress. Congress can't get along with Congress. Congress can't get along with the president. The Democrats are fighting the Republicans. The Republicans are fighting Democrats and each other. It's like the Hatfields and McCoys in D.C., and you and I are paying the price. You and I didn't cause climate change, but we caused what's going on in D.C. because we have not done our job as the Republic. And I'm pointing my finger at me as well as at you. He went on in this article, and he explained some of the things that might happen. And I had not thought of it all that way. I'm not a worldly person, I guess. But I have a lot of respect for Pat Buchanan. And he makes a lot of good points. And I'm going to put this out there on Facebook and on Twitter so that you can read it. And anytime you want an article that I have, you're welcome to it. I just need a self-addressed stamped envelope, if you don't mind. Folks, we're in a heap of trouble. Like I said, it's like the Hatfields and McCoys in D.C., and they're certainly not thinking about any other family in this nation. It's time for you and me to do an intervention, so to speak. The family needs to come together and bring America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.